should nude art classes be taught to school art students to counter the effect of negative body image issues? Well, there are some campaigners who think that providing young people with controlled exposure to nudity in life drawing classes would allow teenagers to see the human body in all shapes and sizes, and that there is no perfect form. So would you want your kids doing nude life drawing at school? I've been chatting to commentators Heidi McAlpin and Angela Epstein, and I asked Angela if she would be in favour.
Not really, no. I mean, it's what, you know, I'm a great believer in art for art's sake, and if there is a legitimate reason to draw the female or male form, you know, nude art classes are a very much important part of learning the craft of drawing and still life work, then that's absolutely fine. But I absolutely loathe the kind of social engineering that goes behind this message. The naked form is available all over the place in all its different glories or lack of glory. And I hate the idea that something as straightforward as an art lesson has to be hijacked for more fundamental social reasons. You know, like I say, that I think we all know that there is a far less perfect form of the human body than that which is portrayed on film and television and across social
media. But do we? You know, a lot of grown-ups, a lot of teenagers and young people that are in their social media, you know, they struggle with their own body image because they are bombarded with these images of perfection. And if you go then younger again to understand that everyone is different, if you're a child, if you're 13, 14 years old, you might find that even more difficult.
Yeah, I understand all that, but therefore then maybe use the medium that they are most responsive to communicate those messages. So if you did have a social media campaign which explained that the human body comes in all shapes and sizes and the airbrushed images that they are fed are not necessarily true to form or are not something that necessarily need aspiring to if you don't want it. You know, children only need to walk down the street and see that the human form exists in all different ways. You know, there are wrinkly old men and women, there are gorgeous young people, there are tired, middle-aged, working women like me, dragging along, trying to make a good fist of the day. They're surrounded by that. They'll be surrounded by it in their own families. I think this is just a really forced and, I think, ultimately counterproductive move. It's just a kind of silliness, the civil libertarian silliness that pervades everything these days.
Heidi?
Angela does make good points, but we are a nation of prudes and we do see people in all many shapes and forms in everyday life, but I mean they're fully clothed and I am not one for the snowflake generation and the millennials and all. I'm far from that, but actually there is some positivity in providing something like this in schools and amongst teenagers. Our generation, my generation, grew up watching Benny Hill and Carry On films, and we are to a large degree a nation of prudes. You see, nudity is a negative thing, but if it's approached in the proper way with sensitivity and sensibility, it can break taboos and open up a healthy discussion.
Okay, so if you got a letter home for your children, Heidi, and it said, this week in your child's class, we're going to have, let's say, a 50-year-old man come in to model nude for your child to draw, would you have any reservations?
Well, actually, in P6 and P7, children are already learning about puberty and changes to their own body, not something that ever happened in my day at school. So school has come on and the education system has embraced the fact that children are more exposed, shall we say, to matters to do with the body and what might have been previously regarded as taboo. You know, you say it, a 50-year-old man walks in naked in front of your
children. I'm just giving an example.
Well, yeah, but your example is quite sort of emotive, shall we say.
No, but the example, if I said we're going to get someone that looks like they've walked off Love Island to walk in and sit down for them to draw them, that's not really going to teach them in terms of, you know, diversity and positive body image.
But that's the whole point, because they are the types of bodies that are paraded in the media to a large degree that are not the normality out there. Some of them might have had, you know, plastic surgery or some sort of artificial enhancement to make them look that way. So no, it should be a normal person that's brought in as a life drawing model. And the children, young teenagers are allowed to ask questions of their teachers and each other and have a real life person in there. If done in a sensitive and productive way, it can only be a force for good.
I appreciate the points that are made, but I stick by my original thesis, which is, yes, we need to teach children about the fact that there's no such thing really as the ultimate perfect body, because if anything, you get these stars interviewed, and they talk about the fact that they had a nose job because they were bullied at school, or they did this, that, and the other. And there's often a very sort of involved background to their sort of choices that they make about the way that they appear. I mean, that's, you know, ladled on with the fact that the pure vanity and egotism that goes with the whole selfie culture. We need to encourage children to understand that there's far more things to life than appearance, that they shouldn't feel diminished by the way they think they should appear. But I just think having some wrinkly old bloke or woman or somebody, whoever, to come in and pose purely to show that the human form exists in different ways, I don't think it will achieve the purpose that it is being sort of launched for.
Do you think we are still as prudish when it comes to nudity, Angela, that we were, say, 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I think it depends which generation you come from. I think we are so bombarded with people who are not shy to show themselves, not necessarily just naked. You get lots of well-known people who are on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff who will show themselves sort of first thing in the morning, just wrapped around with a towel, things that the older, and now it's not being naked, but just things that older generation wouldn't do. And I think that's definitely dying away. And the older we become and the more evolved we become, yeah, I think we are moving away from prudishness in that respect. But I also think we need to learn the lesson that, you know, naked for the sense of being naked and just for the purposes of making a point and spoiling for an argument, it's boring as much as anything else. And we just sort of have to absorb it naturally into the human conversation rather than just making huge sort of points about it all the time.
Heidi McAlpin, could some of this be done with a book? You know, looking at a book with images of real life nude people.
Well, yes, and those books do exist, drawings possibly more than photography. But, I mean, as we've all agreed, the naked form is readily available online. And let's face it, that's where children go to and that's where they get these images. But these images are invariably of people who want to and do look the so-called perfect shape. And also there are people, more and more people on television who have physical disabilities, and that can only be a good thing, because these are people who are in our society, part of our everyday life, and should not be held back or not seen because they don't look like a so-called Love Island personality. And also, every time you see people on Instagram and stuff, they're using their body as a sexual object, in portraying themselves as a sexually attractive. Let's remove the sexually attitude out of it and just see bodies as
many people find it difficult to disconnect nudity, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but they find it very hard to separate nudity from sex and that sexual object. I'm reading here in this article, there's a line from a campaigner that says the main barriers for all of these things are parents and adults. Children are much more open and they are much more connected, Angela Epstein. So perhaps, are we putting too much of ourselves, the perspective as an adult, into this?
You know, effective parenting is all about choosing which messages you give your children and how to edit in order to deliver the best sort of guidance that you can. Now, obviously, everything we do as parents, or most things that we do as parents, are seen through the prism of our own experiences. You can see that just simply by the way we approach technology, for example. The idea that, you know, my generation sit and watch the telly, my kids' generation have the telly on, but they've got an iPod on and they're checking messages on the phone. It's like, you know, Mission Control at Houston. There's a load of things going on at the same time. So the best we can do as parents is just give them those fundamental messages about you know, being happy with yourself.
Another way you can distract them from their iPads and everything is to put someone naked in front of them and tell them to draw them. I know when I was a child, that would have distracted me.
Yes, exactly. And the problem is that when you use the word, you know, we talked about whether it's prudish, actually it sort of descends into the realms of the old traditional seaside postcards. I don't know if you remember them, the whole, you know, as you say, Benny Hill Carry On film genre. And, you know, I think so many kids would be laughing their heads off so much at the kind of novelty of it all that I think it would be very difficult for them to really absorb the fundamental messages.
Well, possibly. Again, children might be a bit more flexible than us, and it's wanting them to maybe see a different reality than what they might see on TV as to what normality is. And this comes down to body shape, size, age, hair, all that kind of thing. Angela Epstein and Heidi McAlpin, thank you very much. So what do you think? Nude art classes taught in your kids' school, all to counter the effect of negative body image issues. Would you be in favour, or do you think that's something you would want your child to have no part of?